This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We speak with our guest who I've been waiting to speak with for a week.
Yeah, and we got him. We got him this morning. We do, you know.
Yeah, man.
He just is hard to catch up when he's on the field.
Really?
Still hard to bring down.
Sparks coming off them heels and everything.
But we got him this morning for us. I mean, we're so happy to be joined by Jamal Lewis, who joins us. And my goodness,
you've come
with a number of different things we talk with you about. But you're very passionate about the game of football. Obviously, we know what the impact it made on your life. But now, as a coach and as a dad with Chamblee High School, it gives you a chance to be plugged in again, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. My son now, he's playing. He's in ninth grade at Chamblee High School, and it's been a long gap in my football career. And he's brought me back around to it. Now I'm back in it. And it's changed a whole lot. And, now we're at Chamblee, and it's about trying to just get them the best experience, give them everything they need in order to be successful, and put the best product on the field, So that's what we're trying to do, and that's why we're having this event on March 28th at Topgolf in Alpharetta, just a fundraiser. That's just one step in the process in order to try to build a good program. In a public school setting where you don't have much money, you don't have many funds in order to do a lot of things. So these are things that we have to do in order to make that happen. So we appreciate you giving us the platform to kind of present that and spread that, and so we can get people out to have a good time this Friday coming up.
Jamal Lewis joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I would love to have been a fly on the wall to hear that first conversation you had with Ed Reed to bring him under, your umbrella and be a part and join you there at Chamblee.
Man, you know what? It was, his son was there. His son has been there at Chamblee. Our sons kind of crossed paths. His son's a little older than mine, about 2 years. And he'll be a senior next year. And it just so happened, we ended up at Chamblee High School. He was there, and we're both on the football field, and we're like, you're these dads that sit back and you wait and you watch and see what's going on or whatever, and you just kind of deal with what's going on. And then you just go, look, we gotta do something. We gotta help. We gotta bring something to the table here to kind of make this, change or make this better or give our kids a better experience. And honestly, his son is going to be a senior next year. So, I think Ed really wants to coach and he wants to be in the coaching, sector from some standpoint, whether it's high school, college, pros or whatever. And I think this just gave a good opportunity. So it wasn't too hard to twist his arm to come in and coach his son for his senior year. And, he wants to get into it anyway, so I think this would be a good breakthrough for him. We have a good team coming in, a bunch of young guys that played last year, that's experienced, he's the offensive coordinator. So, you know, bringing his expertise from the defensive side of the field to the offense, you know, and helping our young quarterback, Braden Doss, you know, kind of decipher, you know, where the ball is going, and give him a lot of knowledge from the defensive side of the ball so he can be better. So it wasn't hard, like I said, to kind of twist his arm, but he's ready. He's dialed in, and I can't wait to get going.
Jamal, I really want to ask you about something we've been talking about for a few years around here, and just your experiences dealing with young players coming up. Because we always talk about they don't at least show that they care as much about history as their previous generation. So my question to you is, when you and Ed Reed sit and stand in front of these guys and start talking football, do you feel like they have an appropriate appreciation for who you two are and what you've done?
You'll be surprised, you know, with social media and YouTube and you know, their parents, you know, saying, do you know who that is? You know, go back and watch and this, that, and the other. And, you know, some of us, you know, we are kind of extinct to these kids. But the real football players, the ones that we're looking for, the football players, they know. You know, they know, and they listen, and they want to know more and get that knowledge. And I haven't ran into, you know, any situations where kids wouldn't listen, because, you know, when you're talking about the game and talking about the position and talking about these things that you've been through, because we've been battle tested, we won championships, mm-hmm. and we've done some things, and they know that. And I think that having those accolades really help. It help, you know, run their antennas up and get their attention or whatever. So it really helps, you know, being that, you know, having the accolades you have and you bring to the table, it really helps. And then having a Hall of Famer, you know, at the table, you know, that even makes it even better. So so haven't really had that issue. The biggest thing is just the work ethic of what it takes to be a top athlete in the high school level or any level. Sometimes I think that what kids don't get and parents don't get is the work ethic in building a athlete to put the best product on the field. I think that's what's really missed, because you have a lot of 7-on-7 out here. You have camps and all this other stuff that has been put in place to kind of deter, distract these kids more into the money pits and the money grabs of companies that are trying to just make money and bring these kids onto their playing fields to kind of drive traffic to them, versus these kids, you know, hey, going out, putting in the work, get with your trainers, get with your specialty trainers, get in the weight room, you know, and get to building that base to put a better product out there on the field, versus going to go play in a 7-on-7 game that you're not going to get anything out of.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline. Always great to catch up with this man, Jamal Lewis. He is social. You can follow him at Jamal31Lewis. Jamal, the number 31 Lewis. They're talking about having a great time next Friday out at Top Golf in Alpharetta for Shamley Football. It is a fundraiser. You're going to go out there, and Jamal Lewis and Ed Reed will be there. You're going to get a chance to meet them and play golf. I don't know how much golf you get to play.
Yeah, what's your handicap, man?
Or do you play Top Golf? Are you limited to Top Golf?
What's your handicap?
Hey, listen, that's why I'm at Top Golf. My handicap, I don't have a handicap.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're at Top Golf. It's like, get me two swings and then grab me a beer. But at the same time, you know, that's why we kind of did it, you know, at Top Golf, because, you know, it's kind of more of a different atmosphere than being at the golf course, you know. So it's more family. You know, you bring your family. You know, we're going to have a good time. Some of our, you know, some pro athletes and some guys, you know, some of our teammates and colleagues, you know, be there. The NFL chapter, they kind of jumped on board. So it'll be some of those guys out there, whatever. I'm also giving away, you know, I guess in our silent auction, we're also doing I'm also bringing four guests to the Tennessee-Georgia game at the Big House in Tennessee.
Whoa.
So that's going to be a big offering right there. That's going to be a big ticket, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for Georgia fans, you know, they want to come down and see the Bulldogs get beat up by Tennessee.
You can pay for that.
You know, you can pay for that. You know, whatever, and I'll enjoy. You know, I enjoy hosting you. But that's going to be one of the tickets on our silent auction, along with some helmets and things like that that we got signed by some of our colleagues and pro guys. So it'll be a good time. You know, just look at it. You know, hey, Delta is a sponsor. Scofflaw Brewery is a sponsor as well. So we have had some guys that stepped up and supported this cause and to help, you know, our guys and help them have a better experience coming into this 2025 season.
Yeah, the spring ball will get started here in the month of May, and that's always an important time. Before we let you go here, we go ahead and let you go in a little bit. You know, Greg and I often talk about the return of the running back position. And, you know, that's your position you played. And it seems like with this year with Saquon Barkley and even with what we see here, you know, in with our team here with Atlanta, it seems like the running back position has been a priority once again. How does it make you feel to see that?
You know what? It made me feel real good this season to see Saquon, Derrick Henry, Jahmyr Gibbs, these guys just go out there and really just take control. And that's one of the things that the running back position, that's what we've done. We don't need to be the show, you know. We don't need to be the show. We don't need to be the hero or anything like that. What we're there to do is move the chains and support the team and keep defenses honest. And I think that what these guys did this year was really they took control of the ground game. You know, when the passing game wasn't there, basically complementing the passing game as well, they did what they had to do. And they had the coaches that had the open mind to say, you know what, we don't have to go out here and sling the ball all over the place and still win by three. You know, we can go out here and we can go run the ball, we can dominate defenses, use our offensive line to lean on these guys versus stepping back and catching people and letting these people deal with it. And I think that it was very impressive. A lot of people wanted to tune in to see those guys run the ball and try to go for 2,000. And one did go over this year. Saquon, welcome to the 2,000 club. But at the same time, you know, it was great to see that. It was great to see Saquon go and get some more money and, you know, raise the stakes, you know, at that position. But I think a lot of offensive coordinators and a lot of teams are seeing, you know, that, hey, you do need to run a game. You do need a featured back that can go out and go get it and not use this position as, hey, we can just throw somebody in there and we can put two people in there to make one, or we can put three in there to make one. Mm-hmm. And I think that was, you know, that's based on these offensive coordinators that they know that they can't go get a job running the ball. They can't go get a job having a 2,000-yard rusher. They can go get a job having a 5,000-yard passer. Mm-hmm. And probably not even a great record. You know, mm-hmm. not even a great record. Yep. But if they throw 5,000 yards, guess what? They might get a head coaching job next year somewhere. Yeah. So I think that this year, I think what the running backs did was phenomenal, and I think it's going to do something great for years to come, coming through the draft, and everything else with the running backs building up that position again.
We've been saying it around here, and they put some lazy coaches out of work.
Yeah,
because that's all they had to do.
Yeah.
To put some,
yeah.
I'll say it, Jamal. They put some lazy coaches out of work. All right.
You're right. You said it.
That's all it was. All right.
Well, it's coming up next Friday. This coming Friday, March 28th, it's going to be Shamley Football Bash, going to be taking place at Topgolf Alpharetta. Jamal Lewis, Ed Reed. It's a fundraiser. Go out and have some fun. Jamal, thanks so much for the time
this
morning.
Appreciate it, Jamal.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.